man.
That gave you my roughly my age range, or you didn't. Range, you don't have to tell me age.
Man?
Yeah.
I'm 30.
30. But you're older than she is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you understand?
Yeah. I hope I'll be finished with mine in another year.
What are you doing it in?
In linguistics.
Linguistics.
Yeah. So I'm studying all the different types of American.
And I talk
English.
Like I'm from Jamaica or the Caribbean, right? I'm waiting for you to say that. So that's what I run in. I ran in that in a serious way at Columbia University, because they asked me, one time they ganged up on me in the elevator and told me that I was ashamed of falling the island, and I had to convince them, for a billfold and everything. You know, they told me that, you know, these were Caribbean people. Why I don't want to own my speech. Told them that I was from the island, but I said no state. I convinced them to, and they finally let me with the, you know, why are you not from the island? Why you don't want to own it? They're very proud, most of the people, you know. Especially there in New York area, because they could say, well, you got segregation and all that. We're free. And then they thought I was trying to. I don't mind. You don't, you shouldn't want it, but. So I get tight with that question. I can't help it, so I don't try to help it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I have a linguist at some point in my fraternity. We were in Washington at my anniversary. He told me that, and then he told me what really happened. Like, this is true. I knew somebody given it. He even knows some name, derivations of names. People, a lot of the, Charleston had a number of free blacks. And a good number of them came from the island. And they came free in here, and so that you had that influx of their speech in Charleston.
Yeah.
I got it. I know that's I got true. It. I can't get rid of it. Yeah.
Well, that's okay.
Yeah.
That's what I'm looking for.
Okay.
Well, I'm not looking for so much the pronunciation and just the different terms.
I tried to
the local,
use proper English. I got 4 degrees. I did get there. I had 8 hours of Columbia to get the EDS, but I did it in hours because I went to Wayne State, I went to college, I went to. So I got, in hours I have the state department, you know, EDS, or
mm-hmm.
what is Columbia Unicorn, professional diploma, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
And I could have really got it at Columbia, but I got a little greedy. She was born then. And all this N, can't even say there, NDA money was going around. But I was caught in the program at Columbia. We had to play, and I had a friend, even every Sunday. Several friends, one in particular. In fact, he arranged so we could go to one early and go to a late one. Tuesday, you know, getting educated. And I got accepted at Wayne State. And I, my advisor had already worked out the program for me to take 1 hour and then immediate the night. And an intercession. The schools there would be out, then take the other 8 hours in the summer. The courses and everything, I wrote them and told them. Now, at Columbia, I applied there too. I was an alternate. And I probably, as an alternate, he was going to, because he was math, if I was going to switch me into the program. But I didn't want to take that chance, so I went to Wayne State in Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
So Uncle Sam could piece, I'm a Korean veteran. That was my attitude. I went and spent all the time in Korea, and I'm not gonna get any of it. I don't regret it at all. I try not to regret too many things that I've done. That's how I try to live my life.
Mm-hmm.
Go back, start regretting your stay miserable.
So when did you come back to Charleston?
I see when I did this work at Columbia, I came back every, except for leaving in 52, to 54 in the Army. I've been here all the time. And even in 52, technically, I was here because I waited in 52 and was able to come home. I was even able to come home and vote for Ike or the one with the hole in the shoes, Stevenson. They let us go home.
Mm-hmm.